Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
What happens to a creative relationship when the personal one ends? This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, the end of a long musical marriage gives fans pause for thought. And later, the vocalists of Anonymous Four join us with songs that were pretty scandalous 700 years ago. We'll find out why when Anonymous Four performs some of them live in the studio. But we begin with this veteran alternative rock band, Sonic Youth, and a four-sentence-long statement issued by the group's record label on October 14th. It announced that two of its members, Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore, were separating after 27 years of marriage. For fans who followed the band since it was formed in the early 80s, the news was shocking on a couple of levels. First of all, the future of a much-admired rock group is now in doubt. And a much-admired marriage seems to be coming to an end. In a moment, we'll talk about the challenges faced by artists who have professional and personal partnerships. But first, the writer Elisa Chappell wrote about her reaction to the separation of Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore on Salon.com and joins me in the studio. Hi, Elisa.
Hi.
So what was your reaction?
My reaction was absolute shock, followed by confusion, which probably explains why I immediately felt as though I should go on Facebook and pour out my pitiful mewling feelings about this breakup. I took it very personally. I've never felt that way before about a couple.
You call them an underground power couple. Now, for people who don't know the band Sonic Youth, what was so sort of emblematic, so important about them?
Well, one of the things that was so important about them is they appeared to come out of a variety of different schools in terms of music. You know, they were art rock, but they were also noise. They were definitely alternative. And they were playing music in a way that people hadn't played music before. Howling feedback. They played with screwdrivers. Mm-hmm. And their lyrics were really artful and smart. They were very literate. And they really seemed to be profoundly connected to the music they were making and unapologetic about that passion, which for me at that time, I was working at Spy Magazine and was, you know, teething on irony. And so to see people who were so full on devoted to their craft and creating incredible, to me, transformative rock music it blew open my mind.
Mm-hmm. So now the big question is, for those of us who are fans of Sonic Youth, what happens to the band? The statement from Matador Records from October 14th reads like this. Musicians Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore, married in 1984, are announcing they have separated. Sonic Youth, with both Kim and Thurston involved, will proceed with its South American tour dates in November. Plans beyond that tour are uncertain. The couple has requested respect for their personal privacy and does not wish to issue further comment. And certainly we don't want to, you know, try and we want to respect that privacy as well. But these are public figures. The band has had a very important role to play in shaping alternative rock music. Thurston Moore and the rest of Sonic Youth are sort of thought to have been pivotal in getting Nirvana, for example.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But what Kim and Thurston, and this seems to be one of the points in your written response to the announcement, they kind of made marriage cool.
Absolutely. I think for me, you look at a band like Sonic Youth and you consider that that band was together for 30 years, which is remarkable. The idea that a band would stop, you know, at 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, we understand that. 30 years is, again, a phenomena. For me, what is less sad than the fact that the music will no longer continue to be made, it's the breakup of that marriage. And I think for a lot of people of my generation, wired the way that I am, the idea that this arty couple who not only created a band together, which is astonishing, but also were able to be married young and continue to be independent people, watching them perform, you just got the feeling that they were in a deep groove together. They really mm-hmm. read each other the way Jagger and Richards read each other. But you never got the feeling that one of them was more dominant than the other. And the idea, they did give us permission. Certainly they gave me permission at the time when I fell in love with my husband. And it's funny, I think of the moment, the first time I saw them at CBGB's and they played Hot Wire My Heart. And I thought, oh my gosh, that should be our song. You know, when he proposed to me at 22, I thought, well, this is ridiculous. What, are you joking? And then I thought, hey, if Kim and Thurston can do it, it can't be that square.
Yeah.
And it may seem ludicrous, but again, when we decided we wanted to have a child, we were resistant at first because, you know, we didn't want to be thought of as just some dopey breeders. But look, hey, Kim and Thurston had Coco, so how square could it be?
You can see Elisa Chappelle's written response to the announcement of Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore separating on the Soundcheck page at WNYC.org. Her new book is called Blueprints for Building Better Girls. And here is Kim and Thurston. Actually, they both sing together on this song from the band Sonic Youth from their 2009 album, The Eternal.
Lake lifeboat, the sleeps are shore. They're sailing backwards to the freaking north. My brother, the wind, he's got to know. They got to get it together. And they're slipping sideways. Get it straight. The siren sonars. Attention fade. Fades in a pleasant mood today. Don't get around much, babe. I gotta say.
That is the band Sonic Youth, Leaky Lifeboat from their 2009 album, The Eternal. You hear, Lee Ranaldo singing there along with Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon. And, you know, Lee and Steve Shelley, the other two members of the band, must be wondering, like the rest of us, what the fallout from this announcement that Kim and Thurston are splitting up will be. Again, the record label says they are proceeding with their South American tour dates, but plans beyond that tour for this band are uncertain. We've heard already from Elisa Chappelle, author and contributor to Salon.com, and we're joined now by Rachel Sussman. She's a marriage and family therapist based here in New York and author of the upcoming book, The Breakup Bible, The Smart Woman's Guide to Healing from a Breakup or Divorce. Rachel, thank you for joining us today as well.
Thanks so much, John, for having me on.
You know, Elisa said something a moment ago that was sort of interesting. She brought up Jagger and Richards. Now, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, for all their much documented back and forth, you know, difficult relationship, they're not married. They can go home to separate places at the end, and even indeed separate countries at the end of the day.
Exactly. And if their relationship gets complicated, which we all know it has, they can go off for a year or 2 years and do separate projects if they're not collaborating as well. But, you know, we all know that's impossible to do if you're living with the person that you're in the band with.
But there, you write that there are pros to having a creative relationship with the person that you're in a personal relationship with.
Absolutely. Listen, I think marriage is hard work, and you know, couples in business together are hard, so being in a rock band together must be even harder. But there are definitely some pros. I mean, feeling that connected to someone, if you're connected artistically and you're collaborating on writing songs, I mean, that's got to be a really great feeling. It will make you feel very connected to your partner. That's definitely a pro.
Elisa, you mentioned watching them, listening to Thurston and Kim, that you felt they had like gotten into a deep groove together.
Oh, I felt that they absolutely understood each other. I you could see that they played as one. However, there was never that sense of one of them being dominant or one of them. When you would see them in public, they weren't hanging on each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have known out of a group of 100 that those two people were together.
Well, and Rachel, what are some of the other, you know, pros of this kind of creative and personal relationship?
Well, when you have that kind of a connection, I mean, you know, it can make you feel really in love with that person. There's a lot of commonalities. You have a lot in common. And, you know, the latest research shows that opposites actually don't attract and that, you know, the best marriages are with people that have the most in common. So, you know, it's unusual when you hear about a couple breaking up when you think they have so much in common and when you think, like Elisa said, that there's so much in unison.
All right. So what are the specific, as you've already said, marriage is hard. Yeah. I mean, anyone who's been married knows that. But being married and being in a band together, what makes that, what kind of ups the ante here?
Well, it's just so intense. I mean, anyone who knows anything about the music business knows that it's not a 9-to-5 job. I mean, you're kind of together 24 hours a day. When you're touring, it's incredibly intense. There's so much stress. There's so much dependence, codependence. There's not enough time to go off and do your own thing, to be independent. It's just a very stressful business. There's a lot of egos involved. It's a tough business to be in to begin with. It's probably even tougher to be married in that business.
Now, under normal circumstances, what kind of advice do you give to a couple that is having difficulties?
Well, that's a complicated question, but the first thing you want to try to figure out is if they want to stay together or not. Mm-hmm. If a couple comes to me and they want to stay together, I mean, you've got a very good possibility that you can work to the greater good of the marriage, and you kind of tease out what the problems are, and you work towards a lasting solution. And so, you know, couples that want to stay together, even when they're having problems, if they really work for the good of the marriage and the family, it can be accomplished. But, you know, not everyone wants that.
Mm-hmm. When it seems that both parties do want that, do you often tell them, okay, maybe you need to take some time apart before you come back together?
Well, it depends how the counseling is going. If you're getting on the right track and you're on the same page and the counseling is going well, my personal feeling is you want to try to keep the couple together. Mm-hmm. But if there are years and years of problems and hurts and wounds and the communication isn't going well and the couple is being defensive or accusational and you're like having a total roadblock, then sometimes I recommend that they do take some time apart. That can be a good thing.
Right. And in this case, in the case of a band, and especially a touring band, an impractical thing as well.
Yeah, it's really impractical. And then, you know, healing from that kind of a thing. I mean, how do you spend time apart and reflect to see if you can get back together or to make some sort of a path for the future?
Well, and then there is the big question of what happens to the band. You know, I mean, look, Thurston Moore and Kim Gordon's announcement, this is just the catalyst for this conversation today. We could have had this conversation at any number of times over the years with other bands, and maybe we can talk a little bit about other examples of this. But then the question becomes, I mean, it's not quite like who gets the kids, who gets the house, but what happens to this creative thing can you spend that kind of time with your ex?
I say no. You know, my research shows that when a couple is breaking up, even when kids are involved, they really need time apart. You need that time to process and reflect. And it's almost impossible to have that time to reflect and if you're going to be with someone every day.
So as we've mentioned, it really is the context of this breakup really has added a lot of additional issues to what's already a thorny
Absolutely.
Problem. We're speaking with Rachel Sussman. She is a marriage and family therapist based here in New York. Elisa Chappelle, author and contributor to Salon.com, talking about, you know, what happens when a personal relationship and a creative relationship, romance and creativity, in this case a band, go hand in hand, and then one of them, the personal relationship, begins to fall apart. Soundcheck listeners, do you have an experience as half of a creative and romantic partnership that ended? Were you able to continue working together, or did the creative end of things have to come to a conclusion as well? You can give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 433-9692. Or leave a message on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Once again, Sonic Youth and a song called Expressway to Your Skull. And we're wondering what the future of this band will be in the wake of the announcement that Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore are ending their personal relationship. What will happen to the professional one in the band Sonic Youth? We'll talk more about the perils and the pitfalls of couples who are both romantic and artistic partners in a moment. We'll take your calls and your comments. And then coming up later, a live performance in the studio from the vocal quartet Anonymous Four. Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now in our look at creative partnerships that are both professional and personal. We've been talking about Sonic Youth members Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore, who announced recently they were separating after 27 years of marriage. No plans have been announced for the future of that band yet. In the background, you're hearing a couple that worked together for many years after they were divorced. The duo known as the White Stripes, featuring Jack and Meg White. And we are speaking here in the studio today with Rachel Sussman. She is a marriage and family therapist and author of The Breakup Bible, The Smart Woman's Guide to Healing from a Breakup or Divorce, and Elisa Chappelle, author and contributor to Salon.com and author of the book Blueprints for Building Better Girls. And Elisa, the White Stripes, I mean, I asked Rachel before, you know, if you can spend time in a band with your ex, and she said it would be very difficult, which I'm sure it is. But White Stripes, I mean, most of their career was this kind of weird brother-sister thing they
exactly,
were doing.
Exactly. I would argue that the White Stripes, it was pretty clear there who had the real power, who was the real genius behind that band. And I would say that Meg wasn't contributing equally in the way that Kim was. And that sound to me was born more, I think, out of Jack White's sensibility than Meg's. And they were married for a short amount of time.
All right, let's. There are lots of calls and comments. I want to go right into the control room where our producer Joel Meyer has a comment to kick things off. Joel?
John, our listener Ted in Atlanta had not heard the news about Sonic Youth. We've just bummed him out, and he calls it, quote, a huge drag. And then he adds something about Jack White's a later marriage from Jack White. Here's what Ted writes. If you have to end things, I like it the way another wayward rock star did it, the Jack White end of marriage celebration party for he and his ex-wife-to-be, the singer and model Karen Elson. I thought that was extremely appropriate. Why not appreciate all the good times?
Well, that sounds like, you know, that certainly is a plan, Rachel.
Well, in my book, I do write about rituals, and, you know, every couple has their own special way of breaking up. But when you can do something ritualistic, like, you know, I read recently in Japan, it's all the rage to have these divorce celebrations, which is really kind of a cool thing. The couple comes together and they discuss the marriage and why it didn't last, and they toast to each other and they invite friends and family. I don't think maybe we're doing that so much here yet.
That's a little bit more repressed culture.
Yeah.
A lot more civility.
Exactly.
There's
something about, you know, having a good breakup. Not everyone's capable of doing it, but it's great when you can have it.
Well, it seems like Jack White had a pretty good breakup with Meg, too. I mean, you know, they were divorced and then made all of these hit records together. I mean, yes, there was this kind of weird pose of the brother-sister routine, but, you know, for a good number of years, the two of them, and it was just the two of them, this wasn't like a bigger band. You're in really close quarters with your ex.
Some people have better breakups than others. I mean, I think a lot of it is about the circumstance behind the breakup. I think if there's adultery involved, it's very hard to have a civil breakup. Mm. But, you know, if people grow apart or if they talk about it, if they're mature, if you have kids together, I'm all for having a good breakup. It's a great thing when everyone can get together for the greater good of either the band or the family and say, come on, we're mature adults, we can do this.
All right, let's take some calls. Our first caller wishes to remain anonymous and is on the line with us from Brooklyn. Hi, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sort of in a strange situation related to this. I just got off a tour with the lead singer who formerly dated backup singer / percussionist / guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
It's great at times because they still have that connection very close to one another and sing really well together, and it's beautiful. Then there are those times when, since they aren't together anymore, there are underlying things that were never solved or discussed, and makes it kind of difficult because you don't know when it's coming, you know?
How long have they been separated?
Been separated about a year and a half.
And
stopped playing together for a while and then started playing together again recently.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
And still live together, which makes it even more complicated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But what does that do for the band? I mean, you know, are the rest of you kind of looking at each other and going, is this going to, like, fall apart in front of our eyes, or what's happening here?
It almost does sometimes, but it also creates this tension that's really great for the music, because everybody's really on their toes about if it's going to go sideways at any point just because somebody hit a bad note or somebody gave somebody a look. It kind of makes it really exciting in a way.
Wow. Huh. Rachel, that wasn't in your original list of pros.
It really wasn't, but I mean, I think if you can make it work, it's really cool. It's a great thing. When you talked about that every now and then the little things come up, I think that, you know, when couples have really good closure and they have open communication, they can talk about these things and then there won't be those kind of sparks that come up. But hey, if that spark is leading to great artistic collaboration and creativity, you know, go for it.
Our number is 212-433-9692. That's 212-433-WNYC, or leave a comment on our webpage, WNYC.org. We're talking about the perils of being both a creative and personal couple, and what happens when that, when the couple relationship, when the personal relationship falls apart. You know, and it could be, you know, a man and a woman, as in the case of Thurston Moore, Kim Gordon. It could be two women, two men. I mean, it's a personal relationship. Sometimes it's more than one personal relationship. And Elisa, I'm thinking of Fleetwood Mac, who at the height of their fame. So you had Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. I don't think they were married, but
no.
They were definitely a long-standing personal couple.
Yes.
And then there was John McVie and Christy McVie, the bass player and the keyboard player.
It's amazing any of them ever had pants on.
Well, I wasn't going quite in that direction,
but
pretty amazing that they ever got a record made.
But it blew them up. It blew them up. Yep. And I think what's different with Kim and Thurston is what they meant as a couple to a generation of people who did not see themselves walking down the path that the baby boomers had walked down, who saw Kim and Thurston as parents. It was different. Mm. And, you know, also Kim is 58 and Thurston is 53. So I think that also chills fans a little bit, because it's like, my God, you've made it this far.
Yeah. The in the case of Fleetwood Mac, I mean, you know, their hit record from 1977, Rumors, this is hugely successful, set all kind of sales records, but it is also the sound of things falling apart. You've been calling. Your Own Way from the hit record Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Not one, but two couples breaking up in the process. And that was from back in 1977. So as I mentioned earlier, this conversation we're having today is one that, you know, comes up again and again. I mean, people are people, and marriage, as Rachel has told us, is a difficult thing at the best of times. And when you are on tour, especially an extended tour, and maybe you're not taking a Learjet from place to place, it's not the best of times.
No, it's totally not the best of times. And, you know, most couples don't do well in really stressful situations, you know, to begin with. But then you just take that added stress of being on tour and, you know, how hard that is night after night after night, getting by on really little sleep, and you're just stuck with these same people all the time. I mean, and everyone's worst personalities are coming out. It's got to be very difficult for the band and especially for the couple.
Now, Elisa, when you wrote your reaction to the announcement that Sonic Youth's Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore were separating, where did you end up? What band did you end up with now as the one that you would look to?
Oh, Yola Tango.
So this would be Ira Kaplan and Georgia Hubley. They are?
Yes, yes. It's funny. When I was getting responses to the piece, which I was really surprised how many people wrote me, and this outpouring of, you know, we had to support each other. We're all wearing our little black Sonic Youth armbands. Everybody was saying, must say a prayer for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know what, listen, nobody knows what goes on in someone else's marriage, and you certainly can't say, oh, Kim and Thurston should have stayed married for any reason, right? We don't know what deals they made with each other. We don't know what personal disappointments they might have had to weather or how the power balance shifted. But definitely we now are looking for a new... I'd like to think that now I'm grown up enough that I don't have to have a role model, although perhaps, you know, we'll see what the next chapter brings.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more caller before we move on. John is with us from Brooklyn. Hi, John. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, John. So anyways, I just wanted to expand on the opposites attract notion that mm-hmm. your guest had mentioned, which is when I was pretty fresh out of college. I'm a professional musician, and I met my now ex-wife, and she was a corporate girl, and we thought that the marriage would be great because she was sort of had the financial head and had all the organizational skills, and I would bring the creative, fun side to the marriage, and it worked great until I actually became a professional musician and I started making a living playing music. And suddenly, from a practical point of view, we just never saw each other. I was working every night, and I still am. And she would work 9 to 5 during the day. And we found after a few years that our interests were completely different from each other. You know, as we really grew into adults, I mean, I just was, all my friends were musicians. They were, to her, my friends were crazy and flighty and to me, her friends were just boring, and they wanted to go to a wine tasting and talk about, you know, Wall Street and things like that. And our marriage ended quite amicably because we both respect each other, mm-hmm. and we realized that we're totally different. And so I just wanted to, you know, when I heard that Thurston and Kim were breaking up, I couldn't believe it, because that was sort of the model for me of, like, what a perfect marriage should be. Like, you should do exactly what the other person does.
Well, I guess if opposites attract is not necessarily true, I would think, Rachel, that being in exactly the same place all the time has its own perils.
No, that's not a good place either. First of all, thank you very much for your comments, and sounds like you and your ex had a really mature ending, and you both came to an understanding of why things didn't work, and you went your separate ways. You know, bravo to you. It should be like that with more people. But I like to say that the great marriage is an interdependent marriage, that you don't want too much independence and too much dependence. You've got to find that in between point, and it's hard to find that. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you be in unison but also be an individual?
A final word from Phil in Park Slope. We're not rock stars, but my wife and I work together as directors and photographers. We're a great collaborative team creatively, and we're relatively successful, but the fact that neither of us has a, quote, real job, unquote, with 401k and a health plan, makes our lives feel a little unplanned. And it's difficult to picture starting a family when you're constantly figuring out where the next gig comes from. Good on anyone who can do it. I think it is more and more common. Well, still to be resolved, the future of the band Sonic Youth, now that members Kim Gordon and Thurston Moore have announced that they're separating. In the background is the band that Elisa Chappelle ends up with in her article responding to the news of Kim and Thurston's separation, and that is the group Yola Tango, featuring the husband and wife team of Ira Kaplan, Georgia Hubley, together professionally and personally for these many years now. Elisa, thank you so much for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so very much for having me.
And Rachel Sussman is author of the forthcoming book, The Breakup Bible, and marriage and family therapist here in New York. Rachel, thank you for being with us as
well. Thanks, John. Great show.
This is Soundcheck.